Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Pete Sweeney just sent me a text, and his girlfriend said that she is very thrilled about going to Texas Roadhouse. Rob then showed me the screenshot, and his lady said the same thing.
I think you're overhyping the Red Lobster love. You love it like that. People don't love it like that.
I maybe was wrong. I'm not ready to fully admit I was wrong, but I'm saying maybe, possibly, I was wrong. I mean, I still love Red Lobster, but I'm very surprised that if given the two options, you wouldn't go get the Cheddar Bay biscuits, because the Cheddar Bay biscuits are immaculate. I might go to Red Lobster later today. Is there one around here? Is there still that one over there on Metcalf? You know the one I'm talking about?
That one still exists,
Micro,
yeah.
Center? Is that one still over there?
Right there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my local Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to that one.
It's probably Shrimp Fest. It's always Shrimp Fest.
Oh, Shrimp Fest is year-round. Shrimp Fest is year-round. Absolutely year-round. So today when I was getting ready for the show, Rob came in and I asked Rob a question. I was like, Rob, who do you think is the most underrated player on the Chiefs? And Rob looked at me and said, this is obvious. And I was like, hold on, wait then. Hold on. Don't tell me. I don't want to know what you think is the obvious answer to this question. And we can just go from there. So, Rob, you told me this is obvious. All right. Well, who do you think is the most underrated member on the Kansas City Chiefs?
Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney is the best player at his position, and no one talks about him like that. He's the best player's position in the National Football League. He doesn't get as much love as Creed Humphrey in the NFL. He doesn't get as much love as Trey Smith. He doesn't get the love he nearly deserves. Joe Tooney is a technician who plays every game, no problem, no fuss, great football. He just plays a position we don't appreciate on the line. He plays left guard. It's sad. We don't appreciate left guard. It's a harsh reality, but he plays left guard and doesn't get the appreciation he deserves. But Joe Tooney is easily, undoubtedly, the most underappreciated Chief on the roster. The only other players that are the best in their position in the National Football League are Kelce and Mahomes, and we dollop praise on them like you wouldn't believe. Joe Tooney never gets any conversation. Meanwhile, he just goes out there, workmanlike, and dominates the league.
This would be my question to you. Can you be underrated and underappreciated while also being the highest paid player at your position? Like, we're not talking about Joe Tooney was some undrafted, fought his way onto the roster, making plays kind of individual. correct me if I'm wrong, it's the biggest free agent acquisition that they've made on the offensive side of the ball in the Patrick Mahomes era. When you factor in his contract, now maybe Juwan Taylor, when you look at the money, it's a little bit different. But you look at guaranteed money, you look at overall length of the contract. I don't know if I would say that just given the fact of I think he's received his flowers as one of the better interior offensive linemen in the National Football League and the contract. This is the name I'm going to throw out there and see what you think. I think it's Shaylon Watson. I think they have a legitimate, strong third corner on their team. So you got Trent McDuffie, first-round pick. You got L'Jarius Sneed, who you and I agree has turned into a guy that we both think is going to get $13, $14, $15 million next season. Whether it's by the Chiefs or somebody else, L'Jarius Sneed is going to get paid. I could see Jaylon Watson by the time that it's time for him to negotiate his contract. He's a guy that the Chiefs let go. But we look up and say, wow, a team gave Jaylon Watson $30 million? A team invested that heavily in him? I'm going to go with Jaylon Watson as the most underrated guy on the team. Like, I think Nick Bolton gets his flowers. Like, I think Nick Bolton, A, because of the kind of player he is, B, where he went to school. You have like a Nick Bolton hive. He has like a dedicated core group of fans that love Nick Bolton. I think there are a lot of people like you that look at what Nick Bolton can't do, and it's like this big civil war fighting of two very different thought processes when it comes to Nick Bolton. I made the point about Joe Tooney. I don't know if you can be underrated, underappreciated if you are the second highest paid player on the team. Like, I think we all understand what Joe Tooney is. I think the answer is Jaylon Watson. That's my answer.
Text line throws out a good name, one I hadn't considered. What about Tommy Townsend? Tommy Townsend was all pro this year as a punter. Tommy Townsend was really, really good. Does anyone talk about the punter ever? We talk about Dustin Colquitt like we had discovered plutonium in Kansas City. Oh, they have Colquitt. What an amazing punter. Townsend has been better, and not a soul talks about him.
I don't know if he's been better. I don't know if he's been better.
I mean, he made all pro. Made all pro.
Yeah, you're right.
And we had Holdergate, which people made fun of Townsend, but Townsend was still all pro.
That was a big deal. That was a nasty time from Dustin Colquitt. He was hating. He was going on an I hate Tommy Townsend tour during the season last year. I got to see Tommy Townsend do it for a little bit longer before I put him in the Dustin Colquitt category. But you're right. Last year, first team all pro, made the Pro Bowl last year. He was on the all rookie team. Like, he has been fantastic since entering the National Football League. Yeah, I'm with you. Can you overrate the punter, though? Like, I'm with you on underrated. Can you overrate the punter? Like, if I was like, man, the Chiefs are really good at punter. Or somebody like, nah, he ain't that good. I don't know if you can overrate him.
That's probably fair. He never falls into the overrated category, but that's the fact that we never speak of him is why he's underrated. Let me give you a question about Jaylon Watson, though. Is Jaylon Watson the best corner that they got in that draft? Because
I think so.
You think Jaylon Watson's better than McDuffie and Williams?
Oh, okay. I was more counting it of the mid-round picks. I wasn't thinking about McDuffie McDuffie's a better corner than Jaylon Watson. I was thinking about it with those three mid-round picks they got, and they rolled the dice on all of them. I think Watson's the best one out of them. Yeah, I do.
If you aren't the best of your position, if you are at best the third corner on the Chiefs, because you would have Sneed better, are you really underappreciated or are you properly appreciated? Man, he's a great nickel corner. We don't really love the nickel corner like that because we don't need to love the nickel corner like that. To your same point about punter, we don't speak about punters being overrated. We never say, boy, the Chiefs nickel corner is overrated. I think that your Jaylon Watson thing falls in the same category as Tommy Townsend a little bit. It's hard to overrate a third corner.
Someone on the text line says, I think the answer is Willie Gay. Do you think Willie Gay Jr. is underrated, overrated, or properly rated? Because I think he's overrated.
Overrated. I think we talked about it in the past. He has the physical attributes that flash and pop, but to date, it's been a lot of sizzle and not a lot of steak. Like, I might have my complaints with Nick Bolton, and me and the text line will fight about Nick Bolton forever, and that's just life. But Nick Bolton has been objectively better than Willie Gay Jr. But I don't think Nick Bolton is as physically gifted as Willie Gay Jr., but Bolton's been objectively better. I think Gay is overrated.
Do you ever think about how Nick Bolton almost won Super Bowl MVP?
No, because it never happened.
You don't think about that?
He never at once came close winning Super Bowl MVP.
You don't think about if not for a controversial call that Nick Bolton would have scored a touchdown and would have won defense and would have won Super Bowl MVP?
That call was not controversial. It was the most straightforward incomplete pass I've ever seen in a game, and people are acting like it was the tuck rule. By the way,
You know my stance on this all the time. The NFL has created these very weird times where nothing negative can happen for the offensive player. Like, literally nothing negative can happen. Like, it's this weird gray area in which you can't fumble the football. You can't hit them during this time. I actually think that it's like, if we're talking like what my opinion is, I actually think that is a fumble touchdown. Based on how they consistently call it, it's not. I just disagree with the rule.
That's fair. You can disagree with the rule, but based on how the rule is, that is an incomplete pass every time. That's fair, just like the rule, and maybe that's why it's like the tuck rule, but they legislated that call to the rule,
Based on how they call the rule, I do think that it was called very fairly once they kept showing it. I just disagree with the rule, and I think the rule, like I said, I think it creates this, like, very weird gray area where, hold on, like, if he gets tackled right there and falls to the ground, we all will agree that that's a catch. Then how is it not, if he got hit right there and then drops it, the rules are very weird to me at times. Someone said, what about Noah Gray? I'd actually listen on Noah Gray. I'd listen on Noah Gray. Like, I think Noah Gray on another team could be a 500, 600-yard tight end on another team. I don't think you'll get the usage on this team for obvious reasons. But if Noah Gray got picked up by the Tennessee Titans and he had a year in which he had 41 catches for 572 yards and 3 touchdowns, I would not be surprised in the least bit. He actually is not a bad answer for most underrated Chief.
He's a good answer, too, because we know Kansas City loves Jody Fortson like no other fan base loves their third tight end on earth. Noah Gray's better than Jody Fortson. That's just a fact of life. But this August, when it's training camp season and people are like, hey, are you guys sleeping on Jody Fortson again? No one, zero people are going to bring up Noah Gray, even though Noah Gray is better than Jody Fortson.
I actually think people have moved on from Jody Fortson. I could be wrong. I feel like people have finally moved on.
Do you think that because Justin Ross has sucked the oxygen out of the room?
Yeah, I think that's it too. Yeah, I think that's it. And I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, we've done this now 2 years in a row and you've gotten 4 touchdowns and 19 yards out of it. Like, and I also think that Noah Gray, like, you guys maybe wanted Jody Fortson to be the number 2 tight end. They have the number 2 tight end. The number 2 tight end on the team is Noah Gray. And I think Blake Bell is going to be their fullback / hybrid kind of player. And Jody Fortson will kind of get in how he fit in. Jody Fortson will get thrown the ball less than 15 times this year. I think Noah Gray is actually proven to be a decent number 2 option. And again, I think if he joined another team, I think we look up and say, oh, he's a fine tight end. He's not one of the elite tight ends in the league, but you can definitely live if Noah Gray is your number 1 tight end on most teams in the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.